Honey, that's very exciting, to see it in print and getting our story reviewed in magazines and journals. It's really one of the great highlights of this year has been the publishing of the book and the stories and the sizzle reels and the interviews and all this is really, really great, baby. Really, really remarkable. And I'm just proud of you. Just very proud of you on so many levels. And just continue to do what you're doing. And I'm very confident that that is going to yield something for us. Every single day, I've reached out to people that I know and don't know to try to put our project in front of them and to encourage more interviews or interactions or discussions about optioning the book. I've put that out there easily to over 100 people. I'm going to put it out to some more people today. I put it out to some pretty high-level people over at Shondaland. I've put it out to some people at Netflix via LinkedIn and some of those connections through there. Eventually somebody's going to see it and it's going to catch fire. I know it. So very, very proud. I'm looking forward to this. We've got quite a few things stacked up in our queue that we have to do. And we will. We will do them. I promise you. How am I? I'm okay. I just, it's not the best question to be asking me on a day like today. This is a day that I had to bury my father. I remember it vividly as I do every year. And this is the second year that I've been on my own, not with my family, on this time. So, I'm just doing the best I can right now, babe. If I could do better, I would, but this is the best I can do right now. And I know that sometimes God says, look, be still. You have to wait. And as these cases increase, and I think about that, and I see businesses shutting down and talking to people across the country, just finished talking to a, texting to a friend of mine in Chicago, that their whole family has it. Their whole family has it. And they just came through it last year, and they've had a number of setbacks with respiratory infections and things of that nature. So, on one hand, I'm aware of the situation that I'm in. On the other hand, I can't do much without money. I'm really paralyzed in that way. And having the cash flow that I need. And I also know that God will give you a sign and tell you, hey, you need to be still right now, which is exactly what I'm going to do. So, it's the only thing I can do right now, dear. And that's how I am. Go on with your plans that you have with your family or whatever it is you're going to do. I'm not really well suited for this time of year right now. Can't be on the high post like I'd like to be, and I can't do the things that I'd like to do for you and with you right now. But I have to just maintain myself as best as I know how. So that's how I'm doing. I know you're doing well, and I have no doubt about that in my mind. And I want you to continue to do well, okay? And I'll reach out for you a little bit later on. I'll reach out for you a little bit later on.